Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And you wake up, you rub your eyes on a Monday morning, and you don't know what you're going to see in the paper. Alan, look at this. Deal is reached in New York on state budget. Ethics measures are included. The New York Times reporting that administration officials say the ethics changes would require lawmakers to disclose more about the income they earn on top of their government salaries, including broader disclosure of legal clients. Mr. Cuomo's effort to seek more disclosure had rankled some legislators who work as lawyers. Devil is in the details here, though, right, Alan?
You took the words right out of my mouth, David. The devil is in the details. What we don't know is that when the newspapers announce to us, or when the media announces to us, because that's what they're given, it's not their fault, that ethics has been resolved, it really leads to the question of what did they do? And I have to say that if you read the accounts in the papers this morning, you don't know what they did. You just know that they're taking credit for having done it. So, you know, it is hard for public opinion to be mobilized if you are being fed only a third of the story. And so that's what's happening right now. On the matter of teachers, it is extraordinary to me that there's a deal that has been reached. But again, we don't know precisely what it is. We're told that the state education department will be the final arbiter of a good deal of what's here. We're told that instead of taking 3 years for a teacher to get tenure, it'll be 4 years. And then there is this very complicated thing where teachers are evaluated over a number of years. The question is, who's doing the evaluation? And we don't know. So we are being fed material by the people who are making these decisions with an obvious understanding that they're not going to tell us everything except what they want us to know.
Nonetheless, the fifth in a row that's on time, the state budget, and we've seen in recent polls that the public cares more about that than ethics.
Well, you know, in this one, the press is largely responsible because for 1,000 years, we all used to say a late budget, it's costing us money, it's a terrible thing, yada, yada, yada. And it's really not fair that we have a late budget. And I'm as guilty about that as anybody. But that's all anybody began to know. Late budget, late budget, late budget. Ha, 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 they're late again. So now they're on time, but we still don't know what's going on. And that is a huge problem for all of us, that we have paid attention to only that one little thing. And they declare that the war is won and the success is theirs because they got it done on time. In the meantime, hey, lack of knowledge has never been anything but prevalent in the way in which New Yorkers understand their state government.
Alan, we learned late last week that Senator Charles Schumer of New York is Senator Harry Reid's choice to replace him as the Democratic leader when he ends his term. Good for New York?
Oh, yeah. No, it's great for New York. And assuming you have a Democratic president, Hillary Clinton, if that's going to happen, and then a Democrat from New York who is leading the Senate, there's an old saying and it has been applied many, many times in different situations. They'll get so much for New York that the whole state will sink.